As we go over to the Nashville hotline and we answer that phone, we have with us new country artist Janelle Arthur with us this morning. Welcome, Janelle, to Iron Country.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
It is a pleasure to be here. And, you know, Janelle, I became familiar with you from one of my favorite shows from years back, American Idol. But tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a singer-songwriter here in Nashville, Tennessee. I am originally from East Tennessee and got my start when I was 8 years old portraying a young Dolly Parton in a show about her life story. And that's what makes it so special that I now have a song with her. And, yeah, I was on American Idol, top five, season 12, if you remember that. And that's just a little bit about me.
Well, yeah, that's pretty exciting. I mean, with the American Idol, you know, being on that show and kickstarting your career. But I also see that you've got 22 performances at the Grand Ole Opry. And I got to ask, I always ask artists, what was it like the first time you stepped into that circle? And is it still special every time you step into it?
Oh, yeah, it is so special. And honestly, I had wanted to perform on the Grand Ole Opry since I was about 4 years old. I told my mom that I wanted to perform on the Grand Ole Opry. And I ended up, you know, standing backstage in the wings before my first performance, before my debut. And I remember thinking, I cannot do this. I was so overwhelmed and so nervous because I'd just gotten off of American Idol and I was very tired. but I thought, you know what, I've prepared my whole life for this. And you have a lot of adrenaline when you're standing in the circle, but it's good adrenaline, and it's just overwhelming because the crowd is so warm and it's just an incredible crowd to be in front of. True country music lovers.
It really is. And also, I was reading through your bio that you've also taken on the acting career, and you played the lead actress in a show called Running From My Roots. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I got a call from a casting director. They wanted me to be the lead role in this movie about a girl that was a singer in Nashville, and I guess they thought it was kind of fitting, and they had seen me on American Idol years before that, and they thought I'd be perfect for the role. And Dina Carter, that sang the hit song Strawberry Wine, she played my mother in the movie. Neil McCoy, that we all know, Neil McCoy, he's awesome. I've always been a big fan of his as well, and he has a little role in the movie. And I had, you know, quite a few songs on the soundtrack, and I wrote the title track, Running From My Roots. So just an overall, a huge bucket list thing for me to have an opportunity like that.
Well, I have to ask you, Janelle, being from East Tennessee, have you ever spent any time on Broadway? Because I always tell people that is not the easiest thing to do.
No, I have played a few shows on Broadway, Wild Horse Saloon and stuff like that. But I definitely feel like right now things have changed a little bit here in Nashville where people, you know, people are taking more meetings. If you want to be discovered, it's not really as much on Broadway anymore. But there's a great atmosphere down there and a lot of hard workers, a lot of people putting a lot of hours and hard work into doing shows down on Broadway. I'll say that.
Well, I want to get back to something you mentioned earlier. You had talked about portraying young Dolly Parton in a Dollywood production of Paradise Road. One, how did you get that, get that role? And I mean, and it kind of worked out for the future for you.
It's unbelievable, really, when you think about it. Just to me, it's just God's perfect plan. I mean, because I had auditioned for a show kids choir when I was about 7 years old, and I went in there, of course, with my country accent, and I guess that was a big reason why I probably didn't make the choir, because it was a show kids choir, and they were singing more Broadway songs and stuff like that, and I didn't get it, and I was really sad. And my mother actually saw an article in the Country Weekly, and she called Dollywood up and asked them if they were still needing a little girl for their show. And they said, yes, we're looking for one little girl to portray a young Dolly Parton. And so thanks to her calling them, that's really what started it all. And I auditioned and I got the role.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it kind of worked out because later in life, now you get to, you've gotten to perform with one of my all-time favorite artists, Dolly Parton, with your new single called Hand Me Down. Tell me a little bit about this and how this all got hooked up.
Well, this song was written a little after I'd been on American Idol. Dolly reached out to me while I was on American Idol, wrote me a letter and just really showed her belief in me and support of me, and that just really meant a lot. And then I wrote this song with Emily Lynch. It was our very first writing session, and she came in with this idea, Hand Me Downs, and it was one of those songs. It was so effortless. It really spoke to me, just the thought of hand-me-downs being not only in, you know, character traits, physical traits, or things like heirlooms that are passed down through generations. You know, that was, I just really related to that and the having pride in that. And so, of course, I'm listening to the song a few months later, and it just hits me. I just think I have to get this song to Dolly, even if it just goes through her ears. I just have to get this song to Dolly. And amazingly, I remembered that I have a friend that I actually met in the show that I did about Dolly's life. His name was Steve Summers. He was in the show with me, and he now works for Dolly Parton Enterprises. He is the creative director there. And so I reach out to my friend, and I ask him if he would be willing to play the song for her, and he did. And she said, tell her to let me know what she wants me to do on it.
That is amazing. Dolly, I had the opportunity meeting Dolly once, and it was one of the highlights of my career. What a nice lady, and I can't imagine what it would be like to work with her.
Oh, you know, Dolly is everything and more of what people think that she is. I mean, she is just, we all know she's incredible, but the things that she does for the people that she doesn't have to do anything for, that can't even help her out at all, you know, she's Dolly Parton. She's a queen of country. It's just unreal that she still has the heart that she has, even though, you know, she's just so, she's such a huge legend. She's a legend, and she still does stuff for little people like me.
Well, I'm loving the single. I really am. And we're going to play it here shortly. But I also wanted to ask you about, you've got a single coming out in the fall of 21 with Vince Gill. I mean, you're coming to bat with some heavy hitters.
Yeah, we're thinking about, my team's thinking about re-releasing the song that I wrote and did with Vince Gill. So y'all be on the outlook for that too.
So Janelle, where's the best place for the Iron Country listeners to find out more about you and to get your music?
Well, I'm on all social media networks. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter and TikTok, all of that stuff, because I have to be. And, yeah, you can just look me up there. And I love to just communicate with people and meet new people and have new friends. So reach out to me anytime.
Well, Janelle, I'm really glad you reached out to me the other day about coming on Iron Country. And we're happy to play this new single from you. It's called Hand Me Down, featuring Dolly Parton. And Janelle, you are always welcome back here on Iron Country.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.